I'm trying to solve some of these myself, and I'm having trouble. Here is a tough one. Three syllables to this one. The clue is fake. Fake. Three syllables. Syllable one, add up. Syllable two is playing surface, playing surface. And syllable three is ship shape. Ship shape. And you put those three syllables together. Remember, spelling does not count. And you should be able to get a word that means fake. Matt came up with the character we were looking for. Matt, I think you're the only... Yes, you are the only one that has that. The character. So let us reveal that. The character... Often an appetizer is soup, and the hairstyle is perm. Renowned educator is Horace Mann, giving you soup, perm, man, or Superman. That's the renowned character we were looking for. And both Mike and Alan were able to come up with our two-syllable word, ordinary. The answer, routine. Root is the first syllable. We gave you the clue origin and later part of a plant or tree, root. And then between 12 and 20 is teen, teen. Kathy just came up with the clue for fake. She is in Tionesta. Mike got Superman as well. And the answer to fake, add up, is to count. A playing surface can be turf. Turf. And ship shape, we were thinking of the word fit. Count, turf, fit. Congratulations if you came up with any of those. Those were fun to play. Thank you for taking part in things. Our Youth Express Hour is coming up. Stick around for that. We have a trio from Youth Chamber Connection after the bottom of the hour. And in just a few moments, you're going to hear public service announcements, handcrafted and voiced from Environmental Charter School Middle School students right around the corner.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I go to church on Sunday, forget about it, then cabaret all day Monday. It ain't nobody's business what I do. And if I give my woman my last nickel and it puts me in a big old pickle, it ain't nobody's business what I do. Your turn, baby.
And I boogie down Sunday all day. It ain't nobody's business if I do. If you come to say, buddy, I need some money, and I say, hey, man, take all of mine, honey, it ain't nobody's business if I do.
Julie, you got something to say?
For him to up and quit me, ain't nobody's business what I do. If my man ain't got no money, and I say take all mine, honey, ain't nobody's business what I do.
Let the piano. All right.
I spend all night on the blues groove. I get home in the morning, I ain't got no shoes. Ain't nobody's business what I do. I go to back work on Monday, but I'm gonna party all night through Sunday. It ain't nobody's business what I do.
Right into that great beer.
nobody's business if I do. Want me to say it again? Said it ain't nobody's business if I do.
Thank you, my good friend, Victor Wayne Ryan. The lovely Miss Julia Magnus. That was
to Sharon from the Saturday Light Brigade. Sharon knew the answer to routine, and I just saw that. Actually, Ricky saw it first and let me know. I'm so glad to have you and Russ listening this morning. Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade, which began with Mitch Woods. And Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do, Victoria Wainwright. And Julia Magnus are performing. Jamming on the High Seas is the name of the album that came from.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The March issue, featuring the Summer Youth Guide, is available now in print and online at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Well, it's Youth Express, and we have a chamber music trio that will be joining us from the Youth Chamber Connection. This trio will feature two 17-year-olds and a 13-year-old on viola, cello, and flute. They'll be here in about half an hour. The segment also is going to include some public service announcements that were created by students at Environmental Charter School. You'll get a chance to hear them in just a few moments. Four different groups of students each created a public service announcement. And not only will this give you information about ways you can act, but you'll get a sense of what the kids chose, why they chose it, what their interest areas are. And that may be, in fact, I think it is as important as the information you're going to get listening exactly to what the choices were. So get ready to hear those now. There are four of them all together.
Hi, I'm Pearl.
And you'll get a chance to hear them beginning with this one.
Hi, I'm Pearl.
I'm Ellie. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Juliana.
And we are 7th grade students at Environmental Charter School. We think it's cool to care, and so do the people at change.org.
This organization called ConocoPhillips is trying to dump 600 million barrels of oil into Alaska's North Slope in the International Petroleum Reserve.
Doing this will cause lots of damage to the ecosystem and wildlife.
This is called the Willow Project, and change.org is trying to prevent it.
They provide information of the topic along with a petition that you can sign.
You can find more details on the Willow Project on change.org.
Every petition brings us closer to a safer, greener Earth.
We can make a change.
This public service announcement was brought to you by the Environmental Charter School, reporting for Youth Express.
Hello, my name is Kennedy.
Hi, I'm Sam.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Ingrid.
We're students at the Environmental Charter School in 7th grade.
Have you ever looked up into the night sky and wondered why you couldn't see the stars?
This is because of light pollution. Light pollution is the excessive use of artificial light.
It affects wildlife, human sleep schedules, and safety, and contributes to climate change.
Did you know that 83% of the world's people live under light-polluted skies, and 23% of the world is affected by sky glow?
One example of an animal affected by light pollution are bats. Since they're nocturnal, their entire schedule is messed up by the lights coming from our cities.
I got to a summer camp during the summer in Minnesota, and it's so pretty at night when you can see all the stars and hear all the nocturnal animals. That's what I love about camping. When you get back to the city, though, you can't see anything.
The International Dark Sky Association is an organization that combats light pollution by educating and taking action.
Some of these actions include 1. Spreading the word online, in your neighborhood, and around the city. 2. Use red, yellow, tinted lights.
3. Turn off lights when you're not using them, or just generally use fewer lights. 4. Keep blinds and drapes closed at night. And 5. Avoid driving at night.
You can find out more about light pollution at darksky.org.
Guys, have you ever heard of a light pollution joke?
No.
How bad is light pollution?
Pretty bad, right?
Well, you know that bear constellation?
It's in hibernation!
This public service announcement was brought to you by
Ingrid,
Sam,
Evie,
and Kennedy.
Reporting for Youth Express.
These were just recorded this past week in our Youth Media Center, and Ben Rutkowski led this project. And Chad, were you there for this? No, it was Ben, and I think Alexis might have joined him. I should know. In any event, Ben did all of the editing, and these students did a great job. There are two more to share with you. The next one is about litter. Alexis, were you there for Environmental Charter School? Yes? No? We'll find out.
Hello,
mates. Our names are
Naya,
Harper,
Emily,
and Daphne.
We are
in 7th
grade at the
Environmental Charter School.
We think it's cool to care.
And so do the people in the ECS Climate Action Team.
Have you ever wondered how litter affects our Earth?
Well, it pollutes our water, our waste, soil, and air.
Litter takes 10 to 20 years to decompose and produces methane.
Methane warms up the earth and is also bad for your lungs.
We go to the Environmental Charter School, but we don't really take much action on this.
Yeah, we're just a charter school now.
Most plastic in the USA doesn't even end up getting recycled. It just gets thrown away.
We need to stop because when we breathe in methane, we can get heart diseases, cancer, skin diseases, and respiratory illnesses.
Breathing in plastic can lead to irritations in the nose, throat, and skin.
So let's start taking action. Recycle and reuse. We can change our ways.
Hashtag put your waste in the right place.
Yeah!
This public service announcement was brought to you by Naya, Harper, Emily, and Daphne, reporting for Youth Express.
Our names are Raphael,
Charles,
Aiden,
Kai.
We are in the 7th grade at ECS.
We care about the environment and so do RAN, or Rainforest Action Network. Our issue is deforestation. Deforestation occurs when trees and forests are cut down. Deforestation can cause soil erosion, flooding, and increase greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
RAN is a nonprofit who intends to protect the forests of the planet, counter corporate greed, and empower indigenous people to fight against their land getting destroyed by corporations.
Global banks fuel deforestation and the climate crisis. 35 banks have already dumped $2.7 trillion into the fossil fuel industry and refuse to change. RAN demands corporate companies to defund climate change.
You can read more about RAN and its mission at www.ran.org and help them take action against climate change and fight for all of our futures.
This public service announcement was brought to you by Aiden,
Charles,
Kai,
and Raphael.
Reporting for Youth Express.
Didn't they do a great job in it? Was indeed Alexa Bosick. And Ben Rutkowski, who did the work in working with students, they both on our staff, Ben, senior staff educator, Alexa, staff educator, and thanks to Environmental Charter School for the great work there. And the teacher there, seventh grade science teacher, Daryl Ford. Thank you to Ms. Ford for your visit. Your students are great. I hope you'll come back soon. Youth Express Hour is going to continue now with a segment from November 3rd, 2018. We had a band join us called This Is the World, and we'll play a few songs from that performance. And coming up in about 15 minutes, we have live music from the Youth Chamber Connection. You're going to hear Maggie and Caden and Elizabeth as a trio on cello, viola, and flute, respectively. And that will be coming up shortly. Right now, here is This Is the World. Ready, go!
Every day.
every day in our long the way, all the way, long the way, every single day.
This is The World Live, and boy, they sound great today. And let's meet each of them. Let's start with the guitarist who was kind of shredding it there. You did a great job. Do you want to introduce yourself? Tell me a bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Jesse. Jesse Ord. I play guitar, of course. And, you know, we've been doing this for 2.5 years now, and I love it.
So the three of you have stayed together as a band that long. That's a long time.
Yeah, most people, for sure. Most people, most bands our age, you know, stay together, and they'll stay together for like, you know, a year, you know, if that, you know. But one of the things I love about doing this is like, you know, we enjoy doing it, and our longevity is just so like, you know, it's a lot of fun, and we stay together.
You're all from Saxonburg. You all are students at NOC, right?
Yeah.
When did you meet each other? Do you guys go back to, like, elementary school or that far?
Well, yeah, we, of course, went to NOC elementary school, you know. I came to NOC fourth grade. You know, these other guys, I think, have been in the district for longer. But, you know, we started to get, you know, a real friendship in seventh grade. You know, I sat by Jason in reading class, actually, and that's how the band started. You know, slipped him a note, you know, asked him if he wanted to be in a band, and that's what happened there. And from there, we just went there.
You Jason's know? The drummer. Is that how you remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about yourself.
Obviously, drums.
Yeah, yeah. But, it's Jason Brawler.
Right? Brayler.
Or Brayler, sorry about that.
I mean, I've known Austin since, I don't know, probably fourth grade. But, I don't know, our parents are friends, and, you know, I'd always go over to Austin's. He had this small little blue drum set that I just hop on every now and then. Me and him would just jam. He played keyboards and bass at the same time. He did some, it was a real fun time. I mean, and then I met Jesse, and he was telling me, you know, that he plays guitar, and he knew I played drums in the school's band, so he passed me that note saying if I wanted to be in a band, and I, of course, said yes, because why wouldn't I?
Yeah, you guys play really well together. I have a couple other questions I want to ask you, but let's meet Austin real quick. It's Austin Zarnik.
Yes, correct.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, I've known Jason longer than anyone else here. I've known him since fourth grade, like he stated. But I originally got into the bass through school, and Jason has always known that I played the bass. I always knew that Jason always played somewhere in, like, the band, like, the school band. Like, he had, like, the little jazzy kind of slash trumpets and that kind of band. And after knowing Jason, we kind of just became friends in the fact that we would play games together. And once Jason told me, like, hey, do you want to be in a band? I'm like, yeah. So that's what we did. The three of us became friends, and we became a band, and we started progressing our music.
That's great. Now, that song you just did was an original. What's its name?
Along the Way.
And who do you guys write together, or is
Yeah, our writing process is rather organic. You know, I'll write a song, you know, guitar, of course. I think of the chords, and then I'll write the lyrics to it, and then kind of get a sense for what it's going to be like, and then bring it into practice, and we'll put it together. And I have to say, these guys are great to work with, you know, very easy to work with. We have a drive, we have determination. You know, when we get into practice, you know, we'll just, you know, jam something out, write something. You know, that process is very organic, and Jason wrote the lyrics to that, you know, and he did that all in but like 15 minutes.
Yeah, you guys are really tight. You sound great. If you're just joining us, This Is The World is the band that you're listening to. We'll talk with them a little bit more as time goes on. But what's the next song you want to do?
Next song we're going to do is actually a song off our record. It's called Move On, and then we're going to sort of reprise that into our This Is The World song. And that song is our title track off our record and our band name.
Okay, once again, here is This Is The World. Well, there they are from November 3rd, 2018. This Is The World, the name of the group. And if you would like to be part of our Youth Express segment, you are always welcome. We have writers, sometimes theater groups, musicians, sometimes simply conversations. And in a moment, you are going to hear a lovely classical trio live in our studios. Just write to Ty Chorofsky at T-A-I. At slbradio.org, T-A-I at slbradio.org, and we'll do our best to make arrangements. Coming up, classical music here on the radio. We're getting them set to go live. as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Saturday Light Brigade, that is a song called Hot Dog, done by Edna's Kin. A trio of musicians coming up live in our studios in just a few moments. We also have an Erie-based singer-songwriter in our next hour, whose name is Tommy Link. Lots of good things to come on this morning's SLB.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to make sure that all children in Pittsburgh get the high-quality education they deserve. A-Plus Schools' 2022 report to the community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens with critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
I'm always fascinated by the names that Pittsburgh Chamber Connection, Pittsburgh Youth Chamber Connection trios pick, and this trio has a unique name. I'm not surprised. They are comprised of three musicians who you will meet after they play. Caden Zhao is 13, a student at South Fayette Middle School, and plays viola. Maggie Steck is 17 at Peters Township High School and will play cello. And Elizabeth Bennett is 17, homeschooled, and will play flute. And together, they are known as the Time Traveling Trio. Thank you. That was absolutely beautiful. What I'm going to do, if it's okay, is I'm going to ask that we're going to rearrange a little bit, but I'm going to figure this all out. I'm going to ask Caden if you could hand that microphone in the stand there over to our cellist, Maggie. We're going to keep you right where you are. And then would you two like to come over to these orange and blue microphones? That way we can all talk at the same time. I didn't want to make Maggie move too much. It just occurred to me that we can have a conversation this way rather than one at a time. Chad, that'll work, right? Thank you. I should have thought about that beforehand. But it's fun. It's live. And Chad, thanks. So first of all, I'd love to know, we'll make sure that Maggie's mic is working. Can you tell me the piece that was just played?
We just played a trio for flute, viola, and cello by Albert Roussel.
Oh, it sounded beautiful. And you all can wear headphones if you'd like. You'll be able to hear each other a little bit better. But that's up to you if you'd like to wear them. I really want to get to know each of you. You sounded beautiful. This is the first live music we've had with Youth Chamber Connection in a long time, and it's nice to have you back here with us today. Let me start with you, Caden. How long have you played? And I'm just curious about how you came to choose the viola and just your thoughts about it.
So my name's Caden, and I chose the viola and started playing when I was in third grade, so about 5 years now. And originally I was going to choose violin because, you know, it's the most popular choice, but then I decided that it was too squeaky and the beginner tone wasn't something that I'd like, so I decided to go with an instrument that had a lower sound but still sounded beautiful when played right.
Well, and it is. The tone is beautiful. You all fit together so well as you were playing. Is there anybody you would like to say hello to or pass any shout-outs to, anybody who might be listening now or later when this recording is made available?
Probably my schoolmates. They said they'd be listening.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad that they are. And we'll talk about some other things, too, as time goes on. Forgive me here as I stumble my way. I thought it would be nice to put a little background music on as we're talking together. So now let me turn to Elizabeth. Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. I've been playing the flute for about 9 years now. Yeah, it's been a really great experience to be able to work with Youth Chamber Connection. This is actually my second year. I played in a woodwind quartet that turned into a quintet last year. And this year it was really amazing to be able to switch over to work with string players because I haven't done a lot of that before.
How did these ensembles come together? Do you three know each other very well? Probably just through the trio, I would suspect.
Yeah, we all play in the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, in their Young People's Orchestra, the YPO. But we didn't really know each other at all before we started playing in a chamber group together.
And tell me about flute. Why flute? And I always think, I think all of these instruments pose challenges, but flute, knowing how much, how little, it always seems like it's hard to get the perfect tone out of the flute, and you played beautifully.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a really long journey. Sound is actually something that I've been working on a lot with various teachers through my audition season this year. And yeah, I would say I started playing the flute in fourth grade, but I decided to really continue with it and stick with it and get more involved in music when I was in sixth grade, because Rianne Kenny, who plays the piccolo for the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, came to play at my school, and it was a moment where I realized, like, I wanted to play like that, and I wanted to be able to have that kind of impact on people.
That's terrific. I hope he knows that.
I actually study with her now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's meet Maggie now, who's the cellist. And by the way, Caden, South Fayette Middle School, Elizabeth homeschooled, Maggie, Peters Township High School. I'm always curious about the origin stories for cello. How did you come to play the cello?
Well, I started playing the piano when I was four, so I've always had, like, music. But my sister, she's 4 years older than me, she started playing the violin when she was in fourth grade. So then when it was my time to choose in fourth grade, I didn't want the violin, because that's what she did. So I chose the cello, and then I've stuck with it ever since.
And are there aspects of mastering the cello that you can remember as being major thresholds, or just like finally once you learned how to do this, you could do that?
I feel like having to focus a lot of time on like the bow side, because like what you really notice is the intonation, and that's what you tend to focus on at first, but then like the bow is just as important, and getting like a strong sound and like adjusting that to everything else you're playing is really important.
Caden, have you seen that in the violin as well, with the bow being...
Yeah, the bow plays a very important role, because, like, there are all kinds of different articulations that you could create. And then also, you don't want the kind of gliding sound across the string. You want a strong sound, as Maggie said.
Interesting. Now, a question... Oh, I didn't give you two a chance to give any shout-outs. You sort of did... but any others that you'd like to mention?
I'd also like to thank Jim Rogers and Katie Wickesberg for working with my chamber groups.
And Jim is the bassoonist, and
yes.
Katie?
She's our chamber coach this year.
Terrific. And how about you, Maggie?
Probably just my family, because I think my mom did send out the link to everyone.
Oh,
so I know they're listening.
So if you're listening, if you want to text us, we're going to be here for a little bit longer, 412-200-5975. We'll relay a message to these folks, 412-200-5975. So why music? Some people, I hope not many listening now, but there are people that challenge whether music instruction should be available to students in school, and who challenge the size of the budget, how much attention should be placed on it. I suspect you're all pretty strong advocates for music education. What do you think makes it so important, not just for people as accomplished as you, but for everybody to have access?
I think the most important thing is that music is very strong and it's good at bringing people together. For example, you could listen to a song and get a certain type of feeling, and it's just very good at bringing people together.
That's a great observation.
I would say that I think the most important thing about music is that it creates a community, and it doesn't matter what kind of music it is, what genre, what cultural background the music comes from. Music is a way for people to communicate beyond words and communicate concepts and emotions and very complex ideas to each other.
That's a brilliant observation, and we forget that there is no language barrier, really, right? You can listen and enjoy music no matter what your native tongue is. Hard to go last after those two things, but are you thinking of something too?
Well, in talking about, like, specifically in schools, there's so much focus on, like, the math and the science, because those have, like, the physical effects that you can see. Like, you have an engineer build a bridge, but, like, music has those kind of, like, unseen effects, like, more emotionally and mentally, where, like, it teaches you like how to think better and solve problems, but it also like brings people together, like Caden and Elizabeth said.
Excellent. Caden, anything you want to add? Please jump in if any of you are thinking of things.
Really, there's just one thing. Based off of what Elizabeth said, there's actually a quote. It says, where words fail, music speaks. So I think, yeah, that's very important.
I think it's also good, and this is not as deep as what you've been saying just now, but the idea that you can, it makes school more attractive. If you love music, and maybe you love music more than some of the other things you're learning, it can be a magnet to simply get you to come. And as you mentioned, it also brings parents together and other students together to hear you and support you. I'm curious what else you like to do. Caden, do you have other interests, hobbies?
I am a competitive swimmer, and I swim with the Steel City Aquatics Club. Swimming is like my main sport, but I also do have other hobbies like playing basketball, that's pretty fun, playing table tennis. And then musically, I also like to try out different instruments such as the piano. My dad also had a flute that I like to mess around with.
I was thinking of breathing with swimming and what you would do with a wind instrument, because that's always a challenge, I think. What about you, Elizabeth? Anything, your other interests?
I really enjoy reading and writing. I like to experiment with different genres, including poetry, fiction, and nonfiction. And I'm also very interested in ethnomusicology and hope to bring together studies in music performance and anthropology to be able to take a closer look at different forms of music and forms of musical training around the world.
That's amazing. Is this your senior year?
Yes, it is.
And do you have plans for the fall?
I plan to major in music performance and anthropology wherever I can. It is the season to hear back from schools, so I'm waiting to hear and hoping for the best.
If you wish to mention your the one you hope to hear from, you may, but I also understand you may not want to. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I hope you... I got a shaking head there. I know not to jinx it, but fingers crossed. Maggie, what other things do you like to do?
Well, music is like my main focus. I work part-time at TJ Maxx. I've always been really interested, like school-wise, in math and statistics, so I've done stuff with that outside of school as well.
Very cool. And do you have plans for what you might like to do after high school? You're a junior, right?
Yeah, I'm a junior, so I'm not 100% sure yet, but definitely wherever I go to school, I want to have music. So whether that's a double major or a dual degree or something along those lines, like I want to have both.
So you're into statistics already. I didn't get that until college. So do you know what a confidence interval is and that stuff?
Oh, yeah. I took AP statistics last year.
So you know t-tests, and do either of you two know what we're talking about? That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's actually incredible. Poisson distributions?
Not that.
Oh, okay. You'll get there if you want. Caden, I know you've got a while yet. You're in eighth grade, but have you thought about what you want to do? Maybe?
I think in college, I do want to continue swimming, though I may not treat it as competitively as I want academics to be my main focus. I also want to keep music in my life, like continue playing the viola. And then I'm not really sure what I want to major in right now, but I think I have lots of interest in history and biology. So, yeah.
That sounds like you'll be able to do whatever it is that you'd like to do. Does anybody have anything that you'd like to say that I didn't give you room to? I know Alyssa. Is Alyssa with you today? A Youth Chamber Connection representative.
I don't think she's here.
I didn't see her today, but I'll thank Alyssa Hensley for helping to coordinate things. Did I miss any opportunity
for you to say anything. I'm getting nods. So thank you very much for being with us. You sounded great, and we're grateful for you being here. Oh, who picked Time Traveling Trio? I like it.
That was me.
That's your writing interests in the alliteration. I like it. T-cubed, the time traveling. Talk about T-tests, huh? The time traveling trio. Thank you for being with us today. And coming up, more live music. We have Erie-based singer-songwriter Tommy Link joining us in just a few moments. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with the Time Traveling Trio. And Ricky Berger and Chad Green is here, did a great mix. And way out there, I see Alexa Bosick and Ty Chorosky. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including our own slbradio.org/radio.
Things outside. When it ends, will you be happier looking past the barriers of pride? But here we are, stuck in this moment of time. Let's take all the mystery out of our history, leaving the ashes behind. Let it go. Show.
fine song and a fine album. That's Jeremy Garrett. Kicking off this hour live here at SLB, that's from the 2022 release called River Wild. Thank you for being along with us today. Coming up, more live music. We're excited to be able to present Tommy Link to you. He's going to be joining us. He's down from Erie today, and you'll get a chance to get to know him when he plays live for you in just a few moments.
This Saturday.